As soon as they can, the team set off to return the Dingiso to its forest home. The Dingiso is so highly revered in Moni culture that Pillamon wanted to share it with the outside world. Strange as it seems, bringing it to the team was his way of showing great respect for the animal. Filming it now depends on how the Dingiso behaves once it's released.
We're finally where the Menemumaga was found. I think it's literally a tree, one of these trees just around us. And we're going to release it in the jungle and see what happens.
To the crew's great relief, the Dingiso doesn't appear to be stressed or harmed in any way. It bounds up a tree and then acts as if nothing unusual has happened.
Okay, he's started to feed a little bit, which is a great sign. After all this trouble and walking and everything, it's really great just to see him chewing on a bit of food and kind of half dozing and looking a lot happier. There he is, where he should be, up in a tree. Tree kangaroos.
This had been an emotional journey for the whole team. Finally, intimate shots of the elusive, almost mythical, Dingiso. Back home, in a place that is truly a world apart.